We're going to be talking about 7 issues to consider in choosing a life partner. 7 issues to consider in choosing a life partner. One of the things I want you to notice about our society is that everybody's talking about love. There are movies, there are music, poem, drama, all of them trying to explain and explore and illustrate the word love. Somebody said that love is like a ghost. Everybody is talking about love, but nobody really seems to know what love is. People ask me questions every day when those TV broadcasts go up. People ask me, what is love? Majority of the people who are diving into love do not even know what they are going into. Some of us are in a love relationship now, as I'm talking, yet they do not have the faintest idea what they are into. So, when we talk about life partner, we are coming to look at it from this place. Now, when somebody becomes your friend, there are some messages I preached outside. One of the things I did, I talked about how to go from this person is my friend, this person is my intimate friend, and this person is someone I could marry. I had to treat that topic when I discovered that people jump into a relationship with a total stranger. They go to bed with a total stranger, and then halfway through they start shouting, my heart is broken. So I had to talk about the things that when you do it, you have set out your heart yourself for a heartbreak. Alright? So when you talk about love, where should we start? What I'm talking about is the 7 issues to consider in choosing a life partner. I didn't talk about somebody that you're going to spend a little time with. I'm talking about somebody you're going to spend your entire life with. And this person you're going to spend your entire life. There are 2 things. You can hitchhike. Hitchhike means you just jump into someone's car and then you people move a little bit and then that's hitchhiking. But if you're going to spend your entire life with somebody, we're talking about something that's going to be permanent. Not something you jump in today and then you jump out to go tomorrow. Young people, listen. Marriage is a very long journey. Marriage is not market. It's not something you go 2 hours or 3 hours after, you come out. So, the person who is coming into your life to share your life is critical. A bad relationship can destroy a great destiny. A bad friend can quench a great destiny. So, anybody who says, I'm coming into your life, we now start asking you, if the person is going to be a life partner, then there are issues we must consider. And I'm going to look at 7 of them. And for me to consider issues, I had to go to the manual for life, which is the word of God, to try to find out when Abraham began to look for a wife for his son, Isaac, how did he go about it? Choose somebody, if you're going to get into this is how to find a life partner, how to choose a life partner. Number 1, choose somebody you share a spiritual bond with. Everybody repeat after me, go. Choose somebody you share a spiritual bond with. Everybody want to go? Let's look at the scripture. Genesis 24, 3 to 4. And I will make you swear by the Lord and the God of heaven and the God of the earth that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. Please listen to me. Don't say we go to the same church. Don't say that. Say because we go to the same church, the person must be a good life partner. Why am I telling you to choose someone you share some spiritual bond with? I will explain. Somebody that 2 of you believe the same thing is important. And listen, people make their key decisions from their belief system. Now, what you believe is what you do. If you believe that God is God, you go to church. And if you believe that God says you should train your children, that your belief system determines how you train your children. What I'm trying to say is, what people believe in determines a great deal on how they train their children. Are you listening to me? What people believe in determines a great deal the kind of discipline that they give to their children when their children go wrong. What people believe in determines what they do with their money. If I believe that there is no God, I can decide to use my money to be playing Oracle. If you are getting into a relationship with someone and you want this relationship to last forever, please note that I have to get into a relationship with somebody who loves Jesus like I love Jesus. Somebody who have the same commitment to God like I have same commitment to God. Never say we are in the same church. Listen, in every church, there are lying believers. There are stealing believers. There are doubting believers. There are all kinds of believers. So, you don't jump into a relationship that the person sings in the choir or that the person is so committed to church. Someone can be committed to church and not committed to building his faith. This person you're saying that you're getting into a relationship with, let me ask you, does the person have daily quiet time? When you talk about quiet time, does the person think that you spend too much time praying? This person you want to get into a relationship with, does he have time when he spends time to read the Bible? Does he have time where he develops himself? This person you're getting into a relationship with, are you listening to me? Am I communicating? This person, listen, now when you are dating someone, and you say, I want to go for service. The person said, listen, for me, it's just Sunday service. Go to Sunday service and forget about it. Any other one, I'm not a part of it. And then you tell yourself, when I marry the person, I will renovate the person. You can't renovate anybody. The person is not a dilapidated building. Don't ever marry somebody and tell yourself that, let me get into the marriage first. After I have gotten into the marriage, I will renovate him. You can't renovate him. This person you're getting into a relationship with, what does he believe about fellowship with other Christians? It determines the next decision you will make. Now let me talk to those of us who are younger than 18, who are here, or who just became 18, or who are between 18 and 21. If you are getting into a relationship with someone before you are 18, two things are happening. Before you are 18, you don't have consent. You are still a child. The Child Rights Act says that you're a child. That is the Nigerian constitution. Thank you. The Nigerian constitution, you become an adult when you are over 18. As long as you are less than 18, you cannot give your consent to get into a relationship. It is important that you know that. All right? And then those of us who are above 18 and you're thinking about getting into a relationship, this is a point to consider. Number two, seek God's guidance and tread cautiously. Number two, seek God's guidance and tread cautiously. Genesis 24, 12 to 14. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and also I will give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. For those of you who do not have a background of this story, this is when Abraham sent one of his servants to go and look for a wife for his son Isaac. And he specifically told the man, please go back to my people. Don't go to the Canaanites, they're idol worshippers. Don't go to the Amalekites, go to my people. So the young man had taken a step. Now he doesn't know where to find a good girl. What is he doing? He decides to lean on God for prayer. Let me comment before I go to this. Please, when you're getting into a relationship, you need counsel. You need somebody to give you advice. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. You can't get into a relationship, the boy says, let's not tell anybody about it. Let's make it secret. After all, it's our life. If he keeps hiding everything, why is he hiding it? The day he will beat you, he will beat you hard. Look for a godly counsel. Look for an elder you can commit this thing to. Somebody tells you, please, my heart is doing me yori yori. Carry the yori yori song and go and look for counsel. Now, don't ask your mates. I remember one of the sons of Solomon, Rehoboam, decided to ask for his mates and he received a bad advice. Don't ask the people who are in the same class with you, who think like you. Look for people who have gone further ahead and hear what they will have to say. That's what Abraham had to say, somebody he trusted. Now let's come back here. There is nothing you can do in this world without seeking God's face on it. Listen, God created everything. He was before we became. He knows the end from the beginning. Listen, there is a way that seems right unto a man. The end thereof is death. You may look at somebody today, the person looks like an angel, but the person is a wolf. You may look at somebody, the person looks like he can't hurt a fly. A good decision today may turn wrong tomorrow. So if that is the case, please, whether it is friendship, it's good for you to seek God's face. And how do you seek God's face? One, when God wants to talk to you, he talks to you through his word. He talks to you through situations, through things. He talks to you through your pastor. And then you yourself, you must develop a relationship with God for you to be able to hear him. Am I communicating? You must spend time to seek God's guidance. God's guidance is, God, what do you have to say concerning this situation? Am I communicating? Are you still with me? Are you sure you're still with me? What do you have to say concerning this situation? And then even when the person shows up, it's time to inquire. Please, this person that has shown up, is this person meant for me? Or is this person another person's property? Hear me. Every friend in your life is not for permanence. There are people who come to your life, they come temporarily. Some friends come to your life for business issues and they go away. Some people come to your life, they may be at that season you needed help, they came as helpers and they go away. People come for your life, persons are gifts of God to me that may come wrapped so differently. People come into your life for different functions at different reasons. It's important that we begin to manage our emotions so that not when somebody is nice to you, you fall in love with the person. When you do not have emotional stability and intelligence, when somebody comes and shows you a little niceness, if you're not careful, you open your leg for the person. And then some of us, you are not used to people doing you good things. When somebody shows you niceness, you start suspecting the person. Say, this niceness, there's something, yeah, Nigerian boys know the nice like this. Niger girl, you get what they look for, you go soon come out with her. Are you still here? You can't listen. Your life is too great for you to rumple it and throw it away. To jump into a relationship and you are not sure whether God is guiding into it. And what is it? When people come into my life, there's a question I ask. God, this person, what is the reason for this person coming? Because when the purpose of a thing is not known, you will abuse it. Seek God's guidance. The time you are rushing to bed, please put that thing back and go on your knees. God, show me what this is. Solomon destroyed his life when he found so many women. And there is still so many Solomons that are missed. There are still so many. Some of them came for this meeting today. You can't live like Solomon. You have read the Bible and see how he ended his life. You can't afford. It's an expensive life to live. What should I do? Seek God's guidance. Patiently seek God's guidance. And tread what? Cautiously. Those of us that open our hands, anything that comes, you just open your hands. Tread cautiously. Let me tell you something. If you don't tread cautiously and somebody is a criminal and the person is found around you, it will take God for you to bail yourself out of that situation. Tread cautiously. Even if it is a business deal, seek God's face. I'm hearing stories in Nigeria where people say that they found someone a job in oil company. They will tell you to pay money. So let pay money, we'll be able to get you the job. Some people have paid and paid and paid until date. They don't have the oil company money. They don't have any job. So whenever you are about to make a major decision, what do? You need to seek God's face. Do you know that one decision can destroy a lifetime? Just one decision. A decision that you sat down in 1 second and you didn't think carefully. You didn't ask yourself, what are the consequences? The next time you're about to sleep with someone, ask yourself, what are the consequences of this, my action? And when it generates into pregnancy, are you ready for the consequences? Are you ready to be a father or a mother now? The process of sex is sweet, but the consequences of sex, is it as sweet as sex? I leave that for my openness to answer. Choose somebody who can share what they have with you. Look at now, let it be that the young lady, Genesis 24:14. Now, let it be that the young lady to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. And she says, drink. And I also will give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant, Isaac. And by this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. He's saying, now I'm looking for the person. Anybody that I ask for a drink, and then he gives me a drink. Not only does he give me a drink, and also gives my camel. Lord, this is how I know that this is the person that you have signed for Isaac. Please listen to me. Anybody who is selfish is a bad case. I believe that many of us who are here are young. So let me ask you a question. Now that you are young, what do you use your young age to do? There are three phases of life: the morning time, the afternoon time, and the night time. Majority of us here are in the morning of their life. What do you do with the morning of your life? What do you do? What are you doing? You are not married now. What are you doing? Do you know why God gives you time when you are single? That time when you are single, you know what you use it to do? You use it to cultivate what you will present when you meet the person. I'm going to say it again. The time that you find out that you are single, you're not Mr. anybody's mother, anybody's father. You're not married to anybody. You don't have these two rings I have in my hand. Listen. You use that time to cultivate what you will present. I will explain what I mean by cultivate. Many of us who sit down in pews under so many seminars have been through several emotional injuries, several emotional damages. From heartbreak to betrayal, from betrayal to frustration. So we have broken personality. Broken personality simply means the state you were when God created you. Let me try and explain it like this. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Your soul is where you have your mind. Your soul is where you have your will, ability to make decision. Is this too high for this place? Is this too high? Okay. Your soul is your emotion. That's where what you used to feel. You feel things. In your soul, you also have your intellect, where you reason. If somebody tells you something, you reason it this way or you reason it that way. Okay. In a nutshell, if you have gone through any experience that affected your emotion is no more whole. It's broken. If you have gone through anything, maybe somebody betrayed you or you experienced a shock or a rape or abandonment or rejection, what happens is your ability to reason is broken. Am I communicating? You can see the picture. Can you see the picture I'm painting? The same happens to your will. Your will, your ability to reason. Sit down and reason this. So you see that some people who are your friends, why do they reason like fools? Something happened to them somewhere. Now let's talk about your will. Your will is you look at something, you're able to decide this is right or this is wrong. When you have had a traumatic experience or an emotional injury, or you have something unhappy, you have had an ugly or a bitter experience of any kind, what actually happens to you is that's your ability to make decision, to look at something and say this is good for me, this is not good for me. It is disjointed. It is totally broken. So when somebody sees you, you look good on the inside, you dress well, you talk well. But when it comes time for you to make decision, your will is so weak, you can't make a quality decision. When it is time for you to reason things out, you start reasoning like a fool. That's what I mean. When you are single, you need wholeness, you need to be intact. So when you are single is the time you start cultivating wholeness. What part of my life is leaking? Because broken hearts leaks issues. What part of my being is no longer together? You spend time cultivating it. When you are single, that's when you cultivate the habit of hard work. Now listen to me. Your destiny is in your hand. Even if you like relinquish your destiny to the hands of someone else, it doesn't negate, it doesn't stop the fact that your destiny is in your hand. Let me ask you a question. I want you to check your current lifestyle. 20 years from today, where will you be? Considering how you're living today, all of us may keep deceiving ourselves. I'm young. I still have time. I'm young. I still have time. With every ticking of the clock, time is passing. And the more every day, the more day breaks, you know what happens? You are getting older. When you are single, when you are young, you cultivate the habit of hard work, diligence, honesty. These are the things that when you come into a relationship, you will share. Because when you're talking about people sharing, the thing that comes to our mind, the things that comes to our mind is, he wants me to bring money. That's not the only thing you can share. When you get into marriage, you're going to share your pain and your joy. You're going to share your abundance and your poverty. You're going to share your ugly experience and your bitter experience. If someone is so selfish that he does not share anything, you are in a wrong boat. If somebody, whether it's a boy or a girl, he always wants to take from you, take from you, take from you, take from you, and he never gives anything, anything at all, you are in a wrong boat. You are in a 419 boat. In fact, in our society now, many of us have turned relationship into business. Young ladies get into a relationship with, what am I going to gain? Young men get into a relationship with, what am I going to gain? So relationship has turned into an enterprise. So two people are in love. Johnson and Janet love enterprise. Because you think that you're getting into a relationship to make money. Meanwhile, we're supposed to get into a relationship to make each other's life better. And you that is saying, I want to fall in love. I'm the only one. What do you have to share? You can't share foolishness. Some of us, the only thing you know is home video. When it is more than home video, the next thing you know is desperate housewife. Are you desperate? The next thing you know, which was others home video. That is, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you picked up a book and you tried to invest in your mind? Have you ever seen anybody who will give what he does not have? If you are foolish, when you get into a relationship, does relationship make you to stop being foolish? You get into a relationship, and if God helped you, you also fell in love with a foolish man. It's a foolish relationship. And if two of you are stupid, two stupid people in a relationship, when it gets, it becomes a stupid relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time somebody walks into your life, ask yourself, what am I bringing to the table? There are many young people who say, my biological clock is ticking. You don't walk. You put your two hands in between your legs or fold it and start asking God, send me Bill Gates' son, Dangote's son, father. Then they forbid to see me. Listen, you attract the kind of person you are. And if you are a stupid person, get ready to attract a fool like yourself. It is not, I don't care what you're wearing on the inside. You may put on the best of the suit. If your brain is empty, it is a fool wearing Versace suit. Can I talk to you? I have never seen any economy that was built on entertainment. Show me one economy that was developed on entertainment. Niger Delta. We can't give all, many of us in Niger Delta, if they call you to a relationship, most of us, what we have to give is book. I carry your head and I guide you and say, book. Please, I'd like you to look at your friend. Say, if I am your friend, what do you have to share? What can we share? Are you still here? Are you sure you're still here? Choose somebody who manifests responsibility in many ways and can take up tasks that are theirs. The scripture for that is Genesis 24:15. And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah was born, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's daughter, came out with her pincher on her shoulder. Choose somebody who manifests responsibility in many ways. You can't fall in love with an irresponsible fool. This person you're saying, he's the love of my life. I'm with you, my yori yori. With you, everything be welly welly. Hold on. Hold on. His personal task. Anybody who has father and mother, brothers and sisters, and he's in a position to take care of them, he hasn't taken care of them. Yawruziegi. Somebody who has responsibility, he hasn't taken care of it, is you he will take care of. Somebody who has not taken care of himself, how can he take care of you? Somebody who does not know that when you're leaving your house, you polish your shoe. Somebody, when you're leaving your house, you comb your hair. When you're leaving your house, you smell your armpits to be sure that I don't need to apply shawl. If someone who he hasn't taken care of himself, there is eczema all over his body, and you say it doesn't matter, all we know is that we are in love. Onyohi. Does he manifest responsibility? This girl we were reading about, she carried her own picture, her own. Your own personal responsibility, have you taken care of it? Because you have no business falling in love if you do not know how to manifest responsibility. You know, there are some men who wake up in the morning and go to, and you head on to a lady's house. When you get there, you sit down and cross your leg. There you will eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you will bitch and say, oh, la barika bo sherek, arabaribiti, aribirabata. Ah, God told me, I bless you, Sister Mbeke. Sponsors are coming for you. You are an irresponsible man. Am I talking to you? Young man, let me talk to you. In a marriage relationship, God has given the man as the head. So, which means primarily the direction of the relationship, God expects the man to pilot it and then his wife to support him. You should be able, if you get into a relationship and then it's going to end it, you should be able to pay your children's school fees. They are your children. They bear your name. In fact, these days of sugar mommy and sugar daddy, some of us brag that my interlock girlfriend, it just buy me car. She has bought everything, including the only thing that is left that makes people to know that you're a man is that you have pennies. She has bought everything. If you are alive, a girl buys you boxers, buys you buys you trouser, buys you singlet, even gives you money. Says, sweetheart, please go to the barber and cut your hair. Sometimes she'll bring you the barber to your house. She has turned you into a woman. Stop bragging, you are not. Do you still love me? We must tell ourselves the truth. How can a young man wake up in the morning and does not work? Listen. There is a difference between that somebody doesn't have a work. You see him actually striving. He's not content with that level of poverty. He's not content with it. I don't disagree with people beginning small. I encourage people to begin small. But listen, at this point in life where you are, you don't have a job. I have tried to look for a job everywhere. I can't get anyone. What are you doing? You see him, he even organizes extramural lessons for people to be able to make some money. You see him, he's doing three or four things to try to get things together. I always say, when I was single, my reason, my obvious chase is to marry a wise man. Because if you marry a rich man who is not wise, if he loses the money tomorrow, he can't reproduce it. But if you marry if you meet a wise man, wherever you drop him, he can reproduce it anytime. Don't brag in I don't have job. And you know this and that is I know sin. One day you will send. What is your own personal task? Do you carry that personal task? You know, some of us, you confess it away. You say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and gold. And your back is on top of your bed. And you're making positive confession. And then, if many of us, you don't know what to do, you blame it on witchcraft. In Africa, there is transfer of blame. Many of us are excelling in mediocrity. Do you still love me? This person who does not carry his own personal responsibility cannot take care of you. Love is a different thing, no? Listen to me. When people fall in love, when people meet, they are in love, there is a kind of feeling, a euphoria, that they are in a total world of their own. Only them are in that world. This is where they look at themselves like this. Nothing is making them laugh. The girl may just be in the kitchen washing plates. You be washing plates. I'm with you, my lovey. She will stop. She will can leave the plate and go and make a phone call. I just want to hear your voice. Bye bye. Ah, all these things I say is responsibility. It's responsibility. Why are you looking at me like that? It's the truth. And when you say kule, it's the truth. Choose somebody you feel good about and you are physically attracted to. This is where many of us begin. Say, you need to see the guy. He is handsome. He is handsome. His handsomeness is his drop dead gorgeous. You need to check out my babe. The babe be like Miss World. This is where many of us start. Do you know that? Listen, let me tell you something. I have discovered in my little time on earth that two lovers today can turn to two haters tomorrow. The people who are going for divorce tomorrow, don't you know that they love themselves one day? You don't think so? They were great lovers. They used to hold hands and even give themselves midnight call and tell themselves sweet, sweet things in their ear. Sometimes they spend 3, 4, 5 hours on the phone yapping. They could call themselves 10 times, 14 times on one day, talking about nothing. Those same people who were lovers one day, what is it that turned them to haters? What is it that made them hate themselves that they're even going to court now for another person to break the bond? You don't begin looking for a life partner from this place. Now, the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. I'm not asking you to look for the most ugly person in the world and marry. That's not what I'm asking you to. Because at the same time, you can't marry someone that turns you off. You can't marry someone that, when you look at the person's face, he just smiles. You are angry. Because if you're going to live with him for 100 years, he's going to smile like that all the time. And you cannot say it's my brother or my father that forced me. They forced me into it. I didn't want to go into it. They forced me. This is 21st century. Nobody forces anybody into anything. Are you still here? Check the man's ear very well. Check the man's legs. If the leg is like this, you look at it, you like it. You know that you're going to like it. Not that you say, okay, when I want to look at him, I will look at him from his waist upwards. I won't look at the leg. You'll be deceiving yourself. Because in the morning, when he wakes up, two of you are in the room, he's going to ease himself. When he comes up, you will see the leg. Please check the woman's very well, though. Check it. Hallelujah. If you are the kind of man that does not like a big Mount Zion behind, then you say, I will just be looking at her face. I will look at the day she enters labor. That is the first thing you will see. All right? Yes, while we try to balance character, we must also tell you, please, don't let somebody force you into what you don't want to do. Check out the family you're marrying into. Know the family. Please, know the family. You know why you have to know the family? Because some of the things this person, it will help you to know how to handle this person. If the person came from a family where they like to womanize, I'm not saying pack out of it. I'm saying now you know what to handle. You know what is facing you. If the girl came out from a family where the mother is in control, controls the father, controls the brother, controls everybody, even those of them who are married, they still have themselves tied to the mother's apron. You now get yourself ready for what you're getting into. You won't say, I didn't know. How can you say so? Were you mad? Were you blind? Love is blind. It's no more blind. Honor and honor. Love eye be like this. Before, when children were born, they don't see. Now, with the moment they push the child at the eye, they look like this. Check the family. Know the family. Know the things about the family so that you can tell yourself, this one I can contain. This one I cannot contain. Because the way divorce is running in our society is not good. So what we can do is to try to train those who are about to get married or who are not married. Okay? The next one. This is the scripture for it. Genesis 24, 22, 23. So it was when the camel had finished drinking that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her waist weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge? Young girl, please, the family you are jumping into, do they have a space for you? Is there space for you in that family?
say whether the mother like it or not, I must marry the daughter in Jesus' name. If the mother, everybody who is ganging up against my fiance, I command them to fall down and die in Jesus' name. You have sown a seed. One day you will also be a mother and you will have a son. And one day your son will want to marry someone else. And then you won't even remember that you refused, that they refused when you wanted to marry that man, and you pray that everybody should die. That girl will also go to a church. Father, every mother-in-law to be, father-in-law to be, brother-in-law to be, who let them fall and... Is there vacancy in that family for you? If there is, you need to know if there is, so that you will know the strategies to come with. You don't impose yourself on another family. There is nothing like whether you like it or not. I'm very beautiful. No, you are not the most beautiful person in this world. There are 6.8 billion people on the world. You are one of the beautiful people. He said, if they don't marry me, if they don't, I will show them. And there's some of us, they now marry you into the family. He said, waiting your family do me. When I won't marry you, all of them refuse. Waiting, in fact, none of them will enter this house in Jesus' name. Do you still love me? Yes. I will frustrate. You will even break the man from his family. You make sure that he does not, whatever he was doing for his family before he met you, you will stand and say, since they say they shouldn't marry me, after all they did, Holy Ghost disgraced them. Am I not answering the man's name now? Hold on. Those people are your in-laws. Your children are going to be their grandchildren. So you better begin settling it. Is there vacancy? And then, let me also address young ladies. There is a trend in our society. When a young man says, I can't date you. And the girl starts crying. And the young man says, I already have a girlfriend. Say, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. You can just have me by the side. It doesn't matter. Because what you have in your mind is that, let me just enter. Before you know it, I will take over. That's the strength you're seeing in society. So many of our girls are training our boys in polygamy. Say, it doesn't matter. And then when the girl calls out, you're saying in your mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command his mind to turn bitter against. The same girl is also praying for you. Father, I command it. Girls, we can't be dragging for boys. A woman is supposed to have some kind of dignity. A woman is supposed to have, you're supposed to know that I am a gift. I am sent to this world to compliment. Many of us have taken our dignity, put it on the floor, and we have rubbed it on the leg. Some of us, you are the one that is using your school fees money to cater for a boy. You even use your school fees money to do birthday. Let him not leave me. Is there vacancy in the boy's life for you? And young men, please, some of these ladies have weak-willed. When they say no, help them to maintain no. Some of us, you do everything to break into a girl, just for one reason, to sleep with her. And then when you finish, say, I'm a boy. I'm the man. How can sleeping with a human being make you a man? Many people are in different laboratories developing ideas that will change their world. You are busy selling petrol in the name of sperm and then telling yourself, I'm a man. I'm the man. You are not the man. You are the woman. Are you still here? Do you still love me? It doesn't matter, but somebody must tell you the truth. They must let somebody even tell us that truth. No. Messing around with ladies doesn't make you a man. It makes you a dog. Because that's not the reason God put you on this earth. God put you on this earth to live this earth better than you met it. If you can't live your world better than you made it, it would have been better for you not to be born. Do you know why? I don't know whether many of us here came from Upper Sabumba. I want to use this system to address you. Listen to me. Where I grew up, where I was born, is not a barrier to greatness. It doesn't matter whether I was born at a prostitute joint or anywhere. But listen to me. There are no bastard children. There are no illegitimate children. There may be illegitimate parents. The reason why God put you here is because there is a problem that your experience here will help our world to solve. Don't throw away that experience. Let's use it to create a better world. Is there vacancy in that person's life for you? Find out if the family will accept you. Hear me. Before you get into a relationship, there is one issue that you must stress properly. Many of us who are young really think that what we need in our life now is someone to love, someone to call my own. What I need now, as I'm saying, I need someone to love me. I just need someone to love me. There is a difference between spiritual emptiness and finding true love. When you are empty, when you are craving for love and acceptance, I will explain what that means. Craving for love and acceptance is, I have to behave in a certain manner so that people will accept me. Even if I don't have the money, I have to behave like I have money, act like I have money, talk like I have money, so that they will accept me. That is craving for acceptance. And what makes you behave like that is spiritual emptiness, when you are totally empty. When you are craving for love is you do everything in this world to get someone to love you. That is emptiness. And what is the cure for emptiness? When you discover the reason for which put you on this earth, that situation is taken care of. Let me tell you, you came to this life for something very different. I will leave you. I will drop this microphone on one note. If you are above 18, you are no longer a child. The Nigerian constitution does not recognize you as a child. So which means, at that age, if you commit a crime, if you are above 18, let's say you are 18, 19, if you commit a crime, and somebody who is 50 commits the same crime, they will not take you to children's juvenile prison. They will take you to adult's prison. And hear me, all things being equal, if the sentence for that crime is hanging, whether you are 19 or you are 50, it's the same punishment. What am I trying to say? And what I'm trying to say is, if we all position ourselves very well, we can create a better future for our lives. And the Constitution of Nigeria says that your parents, what they owe you, what your parents owe you is JSS3 education. After JSS3, whatever your parents are doing for you, they are doing you a favor. They do not have to bear responsibility for you after you have completed JSS3. So those of us who brought out a knife to go and stab your father that he must sell the family land to send you to Spain, I want you to understand that he does not owe you any such obligation. Those of us that say, my sister in Italy is coming to send for me. They are coming to send for me. The energy we are using to trek to Spain, we can convert it to do something better with our lives. And I have come to discover that people who go through stress, who really suffer in life, most of them end up turning into great men. Whatever your experience is today, tomorrow you can be the governor of this state. Tomorrow, I'm just going to say, governor of this state, is that possible? Tomorrow, you can be the president of this country. Barack Obama came out from Kenya. I do not care where you came out from. What you do with your life matters a lot. God bless you. How many of you here would love to live your dreams? You are tired of your nightmare. You want to begin living your dreams. Okay. Before, we're going to take question and answers, and then we're going to come to pray. We're going to come to pray that whatever is your dream, that beginning from this moment, you will start living your dreams. All right? Okay. Any question? Okay. Yes. Give her a microphone.
beginning of my relationship, my girl's family accepted me with all their heart.
Yes.
But along the line, my girl's mom demanded that I do something for her financially. I told her I did not have it at that time. But all of a sudden, as a result of not giving her the money she wanted, she turned against the relationship and said I should not have anything to do with her child. I'm confused. What do you think I should do?
Okay.
The girl loves me so much.
When we talk about family acceptance, what you do is try to create a dialogue. Do everything to get them to understand you. Although some families are unreasonable, don't just back out. Try to get understanding. Whereby you can't get understanding, you also have a clue to the kind of mother-in-law you have in the future. That also gives you a clue to the kind of mother-in-law you're going to have. The question is, in the future, when she asks you for money and you don't have, she will still behave like this. Let me now ask you, are you ready for that kind of behavior when you get into marriage? It's only you that can answer that. So you don't need to be confused. Clarify in your heart, this kind of behavior this woman is behaving. Can I contain in the future? Number two, relationship is expensive to run. Relationship is very expensive to run. Relationship is not something you get into because everybody is entering a relationship. Relationship is something you prepare to get into. You get into. And then I encourage people to avoid fornication and all that. It is important to get into a relationship where you are mature, where you are emotionally stable, and you know that you can handle a relationship. Because many of us, all we know about relationship is sex. And that is not the matter. That is a childish and a stupid way of expressing your love when you are not married. God bless you. Next question.
If you are into a relationship and the girl said most of her friends are boys and these boys are her toasters, will you conclude that she is sleeping with them, or should you conclude that she's sleeping with them?
These her friends that are boys. Have you ever met them? If it's just normal, look me, look you friend, there is no... I'm your toy inside. Why can't I meet? Why can't, if they are just your ordinary friends, there is a city I have building friendship where I have to talk about the levels you get into before you now say I'm in love. You can't just see somebody there and say I'm in love with you for real. You can't do that. It's nonsense. What you do is you go from a stranger to a friend, from a friend, from a casual friend to an acquaintance. From acquaintance, I had to treat it in a message called building friendship. So you can get it and listen to it for yourself. So this girl that is asking this question, let us verify from her thoroughly if it is, there is not more than meets the eyes, if it is look me, look you friendship. All right? Next question.
When someone to start a relationship, why am I saying this? As in, your parents will tell you that you are already amazing or this. This is also time for you to start a relationship so that it will not affect your academic career or something like that. So when is it, as in, how can you now advise us, as in, when is really right for we to start up a relationship?
Bros, first of all, relationship takes time. Relationship takes finance. Relationship takes commitment. How many of us can start a relationship now and it will not distract you from many other important things that you need to do with your life? Because relationship has to do with level of maturity. And there are three levels of maturity that you're going to get involved before you talk about relationship. Number one is spiritual maturity. And spiritual maturity is a function of how much time you pray. You read the word. You go for fellowship. And then you pay your tithe. That's spiritual maturity. And then psychological maturity. Psychological maturity means now you have stabilized your emotion. It's not your emotion that determines your action. It is when you want to do something, you sit down, reason it out, pray about it before you make the decision. If then financial maturity, all these things come together to form a relationship. If you do not have this maturity, you are not ready. Sincerely speaking, you are not ready. I'm going to say something about sex before we... Let me ask you, say that tomorrow. Sex! I'm going to talk about sex very soon. Any other question?
For some time, and later discover the girl in question doesn't have good health that might affect her normal child procreation, and longevity of life, what do you do?
That is why relationship is time of interview. Many of us, instead of using that time to do interview, use it to say, I love you. I love you too. You're the best thing that happened to me. It's same here. I was a womanizer. It was when my friends used to call me a playboy. They knew I was a playboy. It was when I met you that I stopped being a playboy. And then the stupid girl will go, I hope you won't break my heart. Because if you break my heart, it will hurt me. I will kill myself. Big, have you ever seen any Nigerian that killed themselves? Niger girls? Life, sweet, us pass anything. Now, when you are, because if you get into a relationship, you do not iron out the issues. That's where you have gone far. You now discover that the person has this kind of sickness. When we start, you start from what you call casual friends. We are casual friends. Acquaintances. Like some of you, the people you met here are your acquaintances. Maybe you didn't meet them before. You can't follow your acquaintance and go and sleep with the person. Once you sleep with the acquaintance, you won't remember to ask any other question. Your brain, sex, don't carry on. Your brain, sense, don't carry on. It is time, look me, look you. You're asking the person question. Health issues, family issues, educational issues. Come, my dear, I'm somebody that I like to make investments on my mind. The person said, no, I don't like book. You know from the start. So if you didn't know from the start, you enter the relationship. Now you're looking for who will bail you out. And you know something about relationship? Easy to enter, difficult to come out. Oh, are you still here?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
All
right, so I'm going to tell the person, you made a mistake, you have tried to clarify these things from the beginning. But now that you know, please, you don't abandon person in the middle of desert. Explain to the person, describe the person, on this note, I know I will not be able to cope. You live a relationship like a gentleman or like a gentlewoman. You don't abandon somebody. Or then all of a sudden, she sees you tomorrow with another person. You said, again, a fake girl. No, you don't do that. Next question.
My question goes like this. Most of those girls, they like carry that problem to boys. Why is it like that?
The girl self, something is wrong with the girl. Now look at what he said. That is, yes, go ahead.
I gotta look me.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when we try to let them know what you are passing through, most of them won't listen to it. All they hope just that I need that thing that they require from you.
You carry your problems and lump it on a boy. Let us ask them. At least somebody should speak for girls. Any lady? Yes, there's a lady there. Why do you carry your... But not all. Okay. Any other person? Now, ladies, I really need to find... There's somebody behind. Why do you carry your problem? Is that boy an insurance company? Is he a bank? Why do you carry your problem and lump it on him? We want to know. Yes. Tell me your name, my darling.
Man, this is Miss Pat, Abel Patricia.
Yes.
I would say... You just mentioned girls. And girls is the plural form of all girls that you're talking about. Some girls carry their problem to some guys. Not all guys. And the reason why I felt some lady does that is this. They lack self-discipline. You understand? Any lady that lacks self-discipline...
When somebody says something you like, you clap for the person.
Anybody that lacks self-discipline will always do that. And again, most of us, some of the girls who are independent... As it will like depending on other person. It's becoming a liability.
Total liability.
If relationship is not giving, as you taking, it's giving.
Yes.
The essence of her being there, if yes. You other such person, just know she's just there to collect and not to give.
Yes.
Do you understand? So if you're saying all girls give their problem, one, know that the kind of person she is, she don't have self-discipline, one, she don't have decision that she have make as a matter of choice and standing by it. If she really know what she wants, she wouldn't begin to demand. Even when you try to explain to her, to make her understand that, look at the nature of things now, she'll begin to like. Any girl that does that, she cannot even stay with you.
She will still move.
She will still move.
Because
no matter what you
mover.
Do for her, she will still go ahead.
Thank
one
you
day,
so much, Pat.
She will still go ahead and
thank
leave
you so
you
much. Pat has made a very fundamental... There is a hand going up there. I'm going to come to you. Check my microphone. Pat has made... Ladies, that's one of the reasons why we run these seminars that we run. Because some girls, marriage is business. as they are, they have folded, take this microphone. They have put their hands like this. Put the microphone on my mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus. When they go to church, they say, begin to call your helpers. I begin to call my life partner from America.
Amen.
Come with dollars in the name of Jesus. Now, that's what she does for a living. Using mouth to call. Listen to me. If you are a lady and you are not doing anything, you say, I'm waiting for somebody to come and marry me. I'm waiting for somebody to come and marry. Marriage is not business. When people are marrying, everybody will contribute something on the table. Sometimes your husband may not have enough. You may need to bring your own and put. In fact, there are some ladies now that earn more than their husband. But the beauty of being a woman, that even at that, you don't rub it over the man and say, get out, I'm the one that does it. So if you're a lady here, you are waiting for a knight in white shining armor. You are waiting for a beast of burden. When the person comes, you just carry all your burden and say, the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. All the troubles I have, now your life go break. Brother, run, oh, run. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. You mentioned something like this the right time. You said, is the crime that a big guy collected money from his girlfriend? Is it a crime?
Okay, what are you collecting the money for?
Actually, just maybe for some reasons. Or like maybe just passing some true stress. Maybe you are just passing on truth.
I love it when people maybe air their
minds. Academy, maybe.
How long do you collect this money?
No, it's a question.
Yes.
I'm not into it.
No, it's not you, my brother. It's not you. There are some of them who are into it here. Yes, they are pretending.
Yes, there are some of them.
Give him a big clap. Give him a key clap. Now, give him a microphone. Give him. Let's clarify this. We're going to find out if two of us we're about to marry and halfway through, there is a business I need to finish. And then I could come to you and collect it. Let's believe it's not 419, no. That you're not collecting. Because some people, some men, some women are so stupid that they feel that the more I give him money, the more he will love me and stay with me. That's not the situation. Now, one off thing, it can happen. But where you always go to the girl to collect today, you collect money. Tomorrow you collect recharge card money. The next day that your brother is coming from America, when he comes, he will pay. The other one that the landlord just kicked you, that person is a liability too. He's an irresponsible man. He's an Osama bin Laden. So there has to be balance in a relationship. Any other question?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My question that I want to ask is this. In relationship, do you always spell out everything you want in the relationship? Because you might have this tendency to pretend a lot. Let's say, for instance, you need a particular character for a life partner. Do you start going out letting your partner know?
Beautiful question.
Or do you just watch it happen?
Okay, very beautiful question. That's why we talk about seeking God's face. Because there is a way you know when if you have found what you're looking for. When somebody comes into your life and you experience some agitation, confusion inside you, right within, you know that you're struggling with the will of God. But when someone comes into your life, you experience this peace you don't understand. The person, physically speaking, may not even look like it, but you just have some kind of peace concerning this. You know it is. So, in the reason why we tell you to let the person know, this is what I'm expecting. If we're going to get into something, and I tell you this is what I'm expecting, no matter how long you pretend, when people do not pretend for long, even when people act, halfway through your acting, you're going to live straight. That's why you, when you have told someone who's going to get into a relationship, we are discussing, this is, how many children would you like to have? The girl says two, and you are saying three. So then you say, for me, when I marry, I wouldn't like my parents at all to be coming to visit us at all. The girl saying, I would like my parents to stay with me. These are serious issues. I said, when I marry, I wouldn't like my wife to work. The girl said, I would want to work. Now, when the girl is pretending that everything you say, girl says yes. Everything you say, girl says yes. Everything says yes. There is nobody. Have you ever noticed that you get into a relationship, everything when you want, there must be some that the girl does not have. But if he has all, look and wear. Something is about to happen inside. All right, there's a question this way. Yes.
I want to contribute.
Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, dear.
Like my brother said.
Yes.
He said girls bring their problems to guys. I want us to know it's not all the problems are not a financial problem.
Yes.
There are some they will need advice.
Yes.
Because as I said, many of us thought it's all about finance, you understand? There are some kind of situation, I'm talking through experience. Girls, they will need advice. And they need positive advice, not the negative one. You understand?
Sudha, what is your name?
Robert Wadia.
Robert.
Yes.
Robert, can the blind lead the blind?
No.
The advice you are giving the person, how much do you know? That was why I was talking about making investments on your mind. Because if your boyfriend is a fool, God help you with that advice. By the time he finishes giving you advice, if your life is like this, your life will...
But that is why I said a positive advice. Yes.
So, what we will now tell ourselves that everybody try and invest upon your mind so that you can lead someone. Men, women are finding it difficult to find leaders that they can follow. Because many of us young men are not... Because I'm supposed to follow my husband. My husband is my leader. A leader is someone that takes a raw material and turns it into a finished product. A leader is someone who has been in the future and then comes back to the present to take me into the future. Unfortunately, many of the young men whom we have in our society, we are still looking for the spirit of leadership in them. Many of them cannot turn you into a finished product. The little you have, they finish it. So we're using this opportunity to appeal to every man under the sound of our voice. There is need for you to begin to invest upon your mind. Drop the movies for some time and give attendance to learning. You need to attend seminars. Entertainment and sports does not grow any economy. A mediocre is a mediocre. Listen, a goat in Nigeria cannot turn into a lion in America overnight. It is what you do in your mind that changes your life. Your life cannot be transformed until your mind is transformed. So, if you're asking for advice, please look at the person who is giving you advice very well before you take the advice. Any other question?
What age are you supposed to start dating? And when you find someone interested in getting married to a girl of like 18, 19, what do you think the girl should do?
Okay.
If the guy is still claiming love.
Claiming love. Okay. There is something called exposure. Do you know that some people in America will sit down, they have never been to anywhere but Texas. They've never been to London. They've never even traveled to another state in America. It's just that one village. They will sit down there and write a rap, a music. They will talk about an entire America, thinking that the whole world is interpreted from where they are. If you are not exposed, you are going to think that the whole world is like your father's house. If you are not exposed, you are going to think that everybody everywhere behaves like this. So what I'm going to say to the girl who is, if you're under 18, I'm not advising you to get into a relationship. If you're more than 18, I'm going to ask you, what level of exposure do you have? Because you may see someone today and the person looks good. Just 2 or 3 weeks or 3 months after, you find someone else. Maybe you have an opportunity to step out of Benin and maybe go to Asaba or somewhere else. You find someone totally different and who you prefer. This person is better than this. The question is, you have made commitments quickly than you should. So, give yourself some time to have some exposure before you begin to make commitments. And then when somebody is claiming love and you are a child, please watch the love. If you're here, you're sleeping with anybody who is less than, who is not up to 18 years, what you are doing is child abuse and you're a criminal. Yes?
I have a friend, in fact, a chorister like myself,
okay,
who is suffering from severe asthma and she's stinkingly rich. But due to her condition, she has suffered from several heartbreaks. Because she believes the only way she can keep them is by giving them what they want. Please, ma, how would you advise her?
Her problem is low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is she has poor image. When she looks at herself, she sees rag. And she sees that she feels that she's not good enough for any man. And so she feels that I'm going to use my money to buy them. Listen to me. Who you are
are is important and you are beautiful in spite of what is happening in your life. I need you to help me tell the girl. If we can create a counseling section for her, she doesn't need to see us. We may talk on the phone. Bottom line is, she's suffering for self-esteem. She needs help. And men, please don't take advantage. It is not heroic to take advantage of somebody who is disadvantaged. Let me tell you something about a real man. A real man is like a lion. He doesn't, if a lady comes and throws herself on you, and then you pick up and do what you want to do, and then tell your friends, I just finished with her, you just go have a go. What it makes you is less than an animal. Because a real man is like a lion. A lion does not eat an animal he did not kill. He wouldn't just see anyone else. He has to be the one that killed the animal for him to eat the animal. The mark of a real man is, I must be able by myself to get the girl, not under any pressure, to agree to me consciously with her two eyes open, not with cocaine or Indian hemp in her blood. I don't need to put cocaine in her drink for her to be under a certain climate and say yes to me. No, that's not a real man. If you're a man, you're doing that, you also have low self-esteem and you need help. Next question.
If you're in a relationship and you find out that your parents don't like the boy, what are you supposed to do? And you are in love with this boy.
Being in love is not the issue. Love is foundation. Have you ever seen anybody who put foundation and then put in zinc on it? I want you to stop saying this. I love him. What am I going to do? I love him. You love Akara. You love Donut. You love Mr. Biggs. That's not the issue. The point, why doesn't your parents love him? Have you gone to your parents to try to see? Sometimes they see the things we don't see. Sometimes they are totally unreasonable. They find out why your parents do not love him. And then remove the spectacles of I love him. And try to find out if they are what they are saying is the truth or they are lying. Because a bad relationship can damage a good destiny. Next question.
You said a while ago that when a girl says no to a guy, he should help this girl maintain that no. What about a situation when the girl just say no in order not to play cheap?
Okay.
Not to play cheap to get for a while.
Of course.
But she will later say yes. Should the guy still help her maintain?
Give that question a big hand. Of course. Everybody understood what I said when I meant that. There are some guys that just push and push and push and push and push. They even turn it into a competition. Say, you, I must get you. Even if I don't date you. But for you, me. They, you know who I be for this Zanga? Everybody that respect me, you too small to come. I must get this girl. No, that's not the mark of a true man. If you really call yourself a man, and the girl says no, and you really look at it, she really means no. Allow her to maintain the no. Let's go back to life questions. You want to? Okay, take the last one.
Please, ma, do you think it's right for a girl to ask a guy she loves out if the certain guy in question is not coming forth?
Hi. Is there a question from... Yeah, there's a live question this way. Now, ladies, all the ladies in the house, wave to me. All the single girls. All the single girls. Okay, please, be cool, be cool. It is no good in the ear. No matter how you love the man, suppress the love, you won't die. And if the man is not coming forth, what makes you think that now when you now go to ask him out, when you ask him out, who will engage you, each other? When it is time for engagement, are you the one that will buy engagement ring for him, or he's the one? Now the Bible says he that wants friends should make himself friendly. Ladies, I have a meeting for ladies alone where I tell you how to conduct yourself for a man who did not see you yesterday. He didn't recognize you yesterday. There is a way you package yourself later without saying any word. Where you are going, he's the one pursuing you. No be juju. Yes? Live question.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, a guy is in love with a girl. Then after, and the girl loved the guy so much. Each time the guy do go to the girl's house.
Yes.
And a day came where her parents called the guy and asked the guy, I've been seeing you around my daughter. What kind of relationship are you into?
Yes.
Then as a both guy, and the guy said, I'm into a relationship with your daughter. Then the both parents told the guy that, don't you know that she didn't tell you that she's already engaged by someone else living outside the country. You said no, and they said she's engaged. Are you asking the girl? The girl, she's still denying. Now, between the girl, you don't know who is talking. You didn't know who is lying.
And who is telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's a complicated case. The fact about it is two things are involved. Either the parents are trying to get their daughter to marry one Jando for them to make some money. You know, for parents, marriage is also money. Marriage is business. The thing, get us. So for some parents, they even sell their daughter. They sell the girl as long as they are making some money to build four flat and buy V-boot. The fact about it is that's where the sinning of spirit comes in. If the girl is saying something and the parent is saying something else, that's why we are saying seek God's guidance and tread cautiously. And why were you going to the girl's house again and again? Why not you? Why was this boy going to? Now, do you know that it's time for us in Benin City to get to become a little bit busy? Because if we become busy, even the Bible says you should not go to your friend's house very often. That when you go very often, they will see you finish. It's in the Bible.
A friend of mine,
yes,
is in relationship with a girl.
Yes.
But the problem is that the girl's family members are not aware of what the two parties feel for each other.
Okay.
And they've been in it for 2 years.
Yes.
And by the grace of God, the guy believes that the girl is physically, mentally, and spiritually matured,
okay,
to go into
a relationship.
Hence, the two of them are in a relationship.
Yes.
But the girl's parents will not say reasons with them.
Yes.
Because to them, she's not qualified in terms of age.
Yes. How old is the girl?
The girl should be 18, 19.
She's 18, 19.
18, 19. I don't know.
She's 17, 18 or 18. You're not sure.
It's my friend. Not
okay. You're not really sure.
He told me 18, 19, something like that. So my question is such a relationship legitimate? If yes, what step do they need to take further?
Don't elope. Don't say we are in love. Say everybody that's against us, we bind them in Jesus' name. Then you carry the girl and run. That is stealing someone's child. I told you, do everything to get parental consent. Call meetings. Look for people they respect. Keep doing meetings until you get the consent. You know why? Marriage is a very long journey. Although sometimes some parents are unreasonable, give them time. And many waters cannot quench love. That's what the Bible says. But do not impose yourself on a family. Get parental consent.
You said just now that somebody asked the question, if a girl loves a guy and she's going to meet the guy, since the guy doesn't want to come to her, because I listened to a speaker, a female too, just as you are, and she said there is nothing wrong in a girl meeting a guy. It depends, some will say it's low self-esteem, but she said no, that there's a way you approach a guy that doesn't seem you are too cheap for him. There are things you do to him. It might just start on a normal level, not as if you are taking yourself too low for him. Just like you like the person and you want the person to be your friend. So there is nothing really wrong about
it. Yeah, sweetheart, the issue, okay, somebody raising hand. We are free to say I disagree. Yes, dear.
Good evening, huh?
Good evening.
Pertaining to what she said, if you should, as in, belittle yourself to a guy by asking him out, in time to come, That guy will definitely take you for granted.
So I like what you are saying. Come this way, quickly. You were saying something, my darling. Do you agree to what she says? Okay, come. Okay, it's important that they see themselves. You were saying something. Come this way. Uh-huh. You were saying something. Go ahead. Give her the microphone.
If you should belittle yourself for that guy, guy is definitely going to take you for granted someday after getting what he wants from you.
Yes.
I've seen something like that. I've seen cases like that. So it's not advisable for any lady to go after a man. It's totally error.
Now, do you think what she's saying is correct?
I disagree.
Okay.
Because you are seen asking a guy out. I cannot go and meet this guy and say, I love you, my boyfriend. That there's a way you do things that doesn't.
For instance, how? Everybody, how, Shay? How, Shay? Give her two buzzer. How? We want to know the how so that those
they can add it to their love strategy.
All right. For example, if you are in the same church with this brother, and you... All right. Yeah, in church with this
she
brother.
She has a right to air her view. And then if you are disagreeing, come and disagree here.
And you see the brother. Since you know you like this brother, or you love the brother, and you know he's not saint, you know they give you face. You can meet him and say, ah, brother, I like your shirt. You didn't look good in this outfit. It's normal. From there, you start a relationship. So it's normal. It's not like as if
you want to say something.
Asking the guy out or something.
Okay, he has something to say. Come and say it. Okay, it's coming from a guy now. It's coming from a guy.
If you tell me you like my shirt, it's a compliment. That doesn't mean I'm going to have anything.
It's a compliment. That means you're starting a friendship. If
tell me another one. Assume that it's me that you're looking for.
Okay.
Tell me another one. Tell me another one.
If I see you this Sunday. If I see you this Sunday and
God bless you.
Brother Mark. I really love your...
In fact, you are spoiled it by saying Brother Mark.
Okay.
You are spoiled
it. Okay. So it's not really spoiling it because... This
I'm
lady,
talking about myself, oh.
No, this...
And I stand for many example. Guys. Abby?
No!
Fire down. Fire down. Okay. Fire down. Fire down.
Now, if for example, I told you I love your shirt, it's normal. Okay, you say it's compliments. Through that compliment, you already know the sister, isn't it? We're same church. And the next Sunday, you see her again. Ah, hello. She's greeting you. Always seeing her face. Come to say one thing or the other. Maybe the pastor just said, there's a meeting by 4 p.m. Ah, Brother John, are you going to this meeting? That friendship is already coming up.
Can I say something? If the content is not what I want, there is no amount of story you are
it
telling
me. Depends.
We are talking about, and if you listen carefully to what was said, what was taught here today was about content. It's not about what you say. If you can say all those things, you can say all those things, except the guy is himself foolish. Because it's not about, this is not about, see, it's not about attraction. You're not just talking about attraction. You're selling yourself.
Hold on. The point is, this guy here is saying, his name is Tony. He said, forget about it. No matter how you swagger around me, there has to be content. Okay, you are trying to say something. Some other guys are coming out. It's getting
praise
hot.
The Lord.
Yes.
There was one day when I attended this relationship, this seminar for a team.
Yes.
And one pastor said, if you love a guy and you are in the same church, there's a way you show yourself to the guy.
Yes.
And one thing, by presenting a book.
Presenting like, a book.
Presenting
we
a
have
book
seen strategy too.
Yes. One, maybe like pastor tape. Brother, have you listened to this tape? Because I've seen a girl that got married like that.
Okay.
By coming close to that person.
Okay.
Do you have this tape? Do you not have this tape? Take, listen
we're
to this
actually
tape.
Saying the same thing. While I was teaching, I said, you should not go to the man and show yourself to the man.
No.
But then I said, there is a way you package yourself. Shabi, that is something I said. Yes. So, which means that there was no way... giving a book is a packaging. Now, what we're also saying is, you shouldn't, sometimes you can give them. Okay, what is the problem? You want to talk to the ladies? You want to, which of them do you want to talk to? You buy her idea. Okay, you buy her idea for an instant, and you want to tell her that you buy her. You want to tell her something. You want to ask her a question? Okay, give me the one that wants to ask her a question.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Tony by name. And I want to ask you a question in person.
Which one do you want to ask?
She, this lady. You talked about if a girl should go to a guy, it means she's belittling her self-esteem, right? Don't you see? If a guy, you think the number of times you give a guy to probably beg or allow him beg you will make him take you serious? It's a question. See, if you think if you want to make a guy go down on his knees, if he should get you at last, he will take you very serious.
Okay, are you saying that girls should be coming to toast you?
See, hello everybody. See. Listen to me, everybody. Listen to me. We are all matured teenagers or youths. So listen to me. There are times whereby you need to stand up for what you want.
Yes. You haven't answered my question. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony.
Let me ask
okay,
my question.
Come. Are you saying that you feel good
yeah.
that when you are going on the road, ladies are meeting and say,
What's your name? Oh, Tony, I love you.
It's a normal thing because
you love it. You look good. So it brings your manhood. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, we're looking at the psychology of the man. The way God created the man. A man is a fighter by psychology. Now, a man is a defender by psychology. If women asking you, I love you, and hanging around you makes you feel good, something is wrong with your self-esteem. Yes. Okay, I'm going to let her say something. Listen, what we are addressing now is an issue of self-esteem. Somehow the ladies are saying the same thing that I'm not sure they heard what I was preaching. I said, you don't go out rightly to say to a guy, I'm dying for you. My heart is heating. Please make me your woman. We're saying that we should discourage that. Oh, then if you now have a wisdom on how to behave like a chameleon and warm your way in, that becomes your kettle of fish. But if there are men who are here who say, well, what makes me feel better as a man is when I have my collars up. As I'm going, girls will be telling me, please love me. Hey, please marry me. That becomes an issue of self-esteem. I want her to say something. Ladies, I'm sure we have settled it, or we haven't. Are you still quarreling with it? But you still have something to say on this issue too. You have a question. Okay. Guys, no, we have answered your own. Is her you wanted to ask a question? Come, what is your name?
Evans,
whom do you want to ask?
I want to advise some of those girls.
You want to advise the girls?
Yes.
Have you advised yourself?
Yes.
Okay, come. Evans, the advice you want to advise, the girl you want to advise, the advice, is a guest person here?
No.
Is it not this girl you wanted to advise?
I want to give them a tip.
You want to give them a tip,
yeah,
on what men do?
On what women should do.
On what women should do. So you are a master on women affairs. Are you commissioner for women affairs? Okay. Stay behind me first. Stay behind me. Let us find out what made you commissioner for women affairs. Since you want to give them tip. Are you married? Are you married? Do you have girlfriend? Or you have girlfriends? Is your girlfriend here?
No.
Okay, please. He said what? Okay, she says, give her a microphone. I want to hear what you want to say.
It's to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are not in US, neither are we in London.
Thank you.
We are in Nigeria.
So
we have to live in Nigeria.
Thank you.
It's totally wrong for a girl to give up for a boy or chase a boy, either. It's wrong like this. Listen, it's wrong like this. You don't make yourself
listen to me.
Sweetheart,
hold on. Are we in Nigeria?
Yes.
You can decide that you are in America. We were in Nigeria. So if you're in Nigeria, forward the match with what you are saying. Go ahead.
You know, Nigerian boys these days, they don't like liabilities.
Yes. Boys, that guy is here that like liability.
So I'm telling you, the girl must be walking, the girl must be this. And maybe you that is even chasing the boy, you don't have anything. You are not doing anything.
Hold on, man.
So
hold,
he will just,
hold on. You said the men are what?
No, the men said women liability. I said the guys are too stingy.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to come back. Continue. Go ahead.
Say so if you throw yourself on him like that,
round off.
And the end of the day, you're not the kind of person he wants, he will dump you. Just like that.
Yes.
So please, don't just give yourself to a boy. Even if you are ugly, you still have your own. Because the Bible says, bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. That is why a man must leave his father and mother and be joined to the wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So don't give yourself to a guy. We are not in London or US. We are in Nigeria.
Praise the Lord. We still have tomorrow. Whatever we didn't argue today, we'll argue. Those of you that have gotten angry, tomorrow I will give you the stage and give you the microphone to express your anger. Alright? You don't want us to go? We will go. Tomorrow, we'll come back. We're beginning tomorrow by 4. Pat is working because of our... Pat, say what you want to say. Don't say what will cause trouble. Say what will make peace.
Ma, you know it's mostly common, even whether in the church or something, yes, that most guys believe going out with a girl, you must take advantage of her. Even when a believer will tell you, I won't.
She said that, guys, that, no, see, don't.
Okay, let me put it in a play form.
Hold on, in these programs, you are free to get angry, but you get angry as a civilized person. I like what was happening there. This one saying a lie. This one saying, why you go talk saying a lie? That's what you talk. I like that. It's part of the program. I hope you caught that on camera. The point is, Pat, say that thing. Man, I need you to hear what she said. Because one of you will have to stand up and speak intelligently for this issue.
Bye. Okay, how many guys in the house are ready to go out with a girl without having sex with her before marriage? It's a lie. It's a lie. Don't sit down. Let me ask my question.
Hold on, hold on. She has a right to talk. Should I close the program? Okay, now, where you... Somebody shout, living your dreams. Okay, please, when you disagree, you cease the noise so that we can hear what she's saying. Everybody here has lifted hand now that they will date a girl without sex. Meanwhile, some of you even finish doing before you date. Say what you want to say.
Hallelujah. Man.
Una two talk live. Go ahead.
Advise a lady.
Talk to them.
Advise a lady that is up to 25 years old. And because she has made up her mind based on she's a Christian.
Yes.
She's a Christian. And Bible said marriage is honorable and bed on the fight.
Yes.
That lady ought to keep their body because their body is the own temple of God.
Yes.
And most guys should always come across. It's not as if they are unbelievers, but I say these are Christians.
Yes.
They protest to be born again.
Yes.
But every one of them will tell her, initially if they comes around, she will tell them, listen, see, this is what I want. I don't want a relationship with sex. Not when I get married, I am not going to have sex with any man. But any guy she comes around, initially they'll pretend maybe a couple of some months, they like, maybe as time goes on, the relationship goes on, they'll begin to pest her.
Ladies, is it true?
Yes.
Go ahead.
They'll begin to pest her and say, no, you know, this body is not firewood. It's blood that runs through
our veins. You better listen. Go ahead.
It's blood that runs through our veins.
It's blood, yes.
At an extent. So I begin to ask this lady, do you think you are my sister that I'll be going out with you without having sex with you? And these people, man, they are not people in the world.
They are Christians.
They are Christians inside your church.
Yes, fire.
Okay. Man, again,
she has a right to say what she wants to say. Fire.
Okay. Outside. Then a pastor, a man of God, that stand at the altar, at the pulpit and say, fornication is a sin. Marriage is honorable, bed on the fight. Walk up to the same girl and say, I actually love you and it's protecting, okay, and I won't go out with you for marriage, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, you still end up asking this lady for sex. And I said, the last one that took place, man, issue of engagement have to come up. I have to engage you in order for you to know that I'm very, very serious. So I told this lady, a guy engaging you does not mean he's serious. Ring, if you know the ring, you can go down to market and buy a ring and engage yourself. Because after using you, it's going to dump you. So I told her, even if they buy you a ring, because I've seen a case where a guy did an introduction. The wedding was already fixed, man. But just 2 days after having sex with the lady, he called off the marriage. He did it and he went this far as a result of what he wanted. So I told this lady that you have to stake, man, my question is this. How will you advise this lady now that she's no longer a baby? At least a lady of 25 years old is matured enough to get married. And she's already a graduate and she's working now. You understand? What will she do?
But do you live around here?
Yes, ma'am.
I love your intelligence and your ability to articulate issues. Before I answer this question, guys, there is a serious indictment against you. I need you to bail yourself out of this articulate woman's hand.
Praise the Lord. And my first question goes like this. At least before you go out with that guy, at least why can't you tell that guy, please, in my relationship, I don't need sex.
Hello? See, you don't have to argue over this. This was really made plain. This is what I want. Initially, girls, before you even, as in, make it up to a guy, you must say that this person has the quality that you design in him. It's very simple. Because when you don't know the quality that you design a man, any man can come and say, I am the right person for you. Okay. Now, you made it plain to this very person. See, the kind of relationship I want is relationship without sex. Not like get married. There is no way. And he agreed initially.
Okay.
And time goes on. He began to pester. Maybe first time he came around to his house, you are alone. You're like, I want to touch you. Later, he will say, it's just only romance now. I'm not going to make. He said, listen, Bible says, flee. The reason why I say flee, there is no way you have to even near it and say touch. Because this body, there is a feeling that...
Okay. Excuse me. Then, you say there is a feeling. Okay, fine. And before you start going out with that guy, and you say you are a Christian, Abby, and probably and that guy must be a Christian too.
Can I get someone else? Let me... You want to contribute? Let me. Praise the Lord. You see this thing you are doing? Oh, yes, you have a right to get angry.
I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I can't do such things. Ladies, I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I will never do such a thing. And for you, you are saying all men, not all.
Hello. 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 See, wait. Allow me to pay some guys out of it. Allow me to pay some guys out of it. Because I have a friend like that.
For a woman,
it's all right.
To say,
two of you can settle
yes,
it on my
I
own.
I want to marry you.
Hold on, my
darling.
Hold on. There is a fight about to happen. Two of you can settle it on living your dreams with K. That the people that are asking you for Mukindosh in sex, is my nickname for sex. Mukindosh. The people who are asking for Mukindosh are the people who are going to shout. Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
It's all right.
Now, your quarrel is that many men are asking or wanting
the many believers.
Believers are asking, wanting to marry her, but before asking her for sex. The obvious thing is this: have she asked God or prayed before saying yes to them? That's one. A pastor is saying, marry me and have sex with you, does not mean every pastor will do same too. And a brother is asking to sleep with him before marriage does not mean every other person will do same too. Hey, hello. Personally, from experience, here is that I have had 3 years of relationship without sex, and I'm proud to say it.
So what would you have to say about men who claim to be born again, and then when they get into a relationship with a lady, they start saying, but you know, be firewood. Now, no be water, no blood. What do you have to say about
depth of salvation? They're not born again. You don't born again. If you are saved, you are aware of the consequences of having sex before marriage. So if I have made up my mind not to defy my marriage or my foundation, that's just it.
So you are saying that they got born again, but they are not transformed.
They're not transformed. So if a change, if I change personally, obey personally, I don't flee from fornication because of it's a sin. I believe so strongly because it's a way to sell my destiny to the devil. So in that, salvation has taught me that. So if you are saved, you can't ask a girl for a sex of marriage. So if you had, or you were unlucky with guys who are asking you sex for marriage, some persons are here who can't ask you for sex for marriage.
Thank you so much.
Let me speak. You should know one thing. We are Christians. The Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Talk about Christians that do that. They are not true Christians. The Bible said, many shall call me my name. I, as a guy, cannot go to a girl after asking her out, deceiving her that she should sleep with me.
So what do you have to say about those who do it?
Those who do it. One, woman, madam, you spoke about self-dignity. If a guy should go back on his words, he's a fool. It's not just the guest alone. I can't go back on what I've said.
Thank you so much. I love that. Give me. I need the guys to talk. I need them to talk.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I want to respond to you. I have my uncle.
He was dating his wife for 6 years, and he married the wife, a virgin. But before he married her, he was not the most perfect man on earth. You know, you are saying you don't need sex in a relationship. Have you been keeping that in your previous relationship? You know, so you have to encourage the man to know that this is the kind of person you are. That man will not come. That's what I want you to understand, sis.
Hold on. I don't understand what he's saying. Do you understand? No, I need to. What you're saying is that I don't understand. I don't
what
get it.
What I'm saying is that you don't expect somebody who is blue to tell you he wants to be white, and you expect that person to be white with you. I will never believe that that person will ever be white. What you want, you have to encourage me that you are ready to stand by it, that you have been standing by that, and you continue to do that.
Okay, so what you're... I'm going to come. So what you're saying is that if from the start of the relationship you said no, you should maintain your no to the end.
Even in your previous relationship, okay, you have maintained that no. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, no, we're not going into previous.
Okay.
Because in living your dreams, we heal the past.
Okay.
Let's talk about... Are you saying now that if you keep you, that because the way you are even talking, I don't know what is going on in your mind. Are you saying that if a girl says no, you will still want to marry the girl even if she refuses to give you sex?
Yes.
You will do that?
If she...
Do you have that level of integrity?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Because I already have a mentor who has done that.
Who is...
Who
okay.
I know is my uncle.
Beautiful.
Very
so
good.
We have still have some Christian men who will not ask for sex.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to come back to you. Yes, you will. I'm going to... I need just... Let him talk. Let him talk. Don't talk for yourself. We need to address this societal illness. It's a virus. Where a man says he goes to church and he still goes around fooling around in the name of sex. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. My question is rather like this. I read in one of the daily newspapers that a lady was about getting married to a man. They had the same principle, the same ideas. It's good you have it, but when you face some complex situation, even your ideas that you are adhering to may become so difficult for you to uphold. This situation is, the lady and the boy, they agreed they are going to get married. But 2 days to their wedding day, the girl forced the guy to get involved with her in sex. And she now discovered that guy is impotent. That guy is a Christian to the core. Please, what is the way forward? Yeah.
The Bible says that the only reason, I will answer that, the Bible, from the standards of the Bible, the only time you are allowed to stay away, to separate from a marriage relationship, is on the issues of unfaithfulness. Now, if a lady, a man is impotent and refuses to tell the woman that he's impotent, and the girl marries him and discovers he's impotent, he married out of deception. And on that note, the girl is free to get out of the relationship. It's the Bible. All right. I want her. I'm about to give the final word. Say what you wanted to say. You wanted to bail the boys out too.
See, a guy came out here. He was saying, maybe initially the lady once did this in the past. Maybe was this is not the lady that once did anything in the past. She's a virgin by say. See, they get dealt to her. Between God and man, she have not slept with anybody. And as a... Okay,
don't
whatever
say that.
I say is myself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
See, listen, let me tell you something. This is a person, as a result of this, I say she's 25. As a result of this, she has break off from many relationships. Most guy came with her, came to her with rings and say, okay, if you said, you don't want me to sleep with you. Okay, let's get married. And the essence, you know deep down within you, the essence of that engagement just to have fun with you and later leave.
Sex is very expensive. I have a message there, unmasking sex. By the time you finish listening to that tape, you will have an understanding of what we are trying to say. They have it there. Listen to me. When you lie down with someone you are not married to, where you get up is a total different case. If you lay down 100% with a capacity of 100%, by the time you get out, you have been reduced to a P. piece of bread is in the Bible. Because if you sleep with somebody that has ancestral curses, if you sleep with somebody that is a kidnapper, name any evil. Whatever curses the person has, you inherit free of charge. So, sex is not as easy as dropping your boxers, dropping your pant and your bra, and then having a nice time. It is heavier than that. So some of us, you have been looking for a job for 3 years, asking for a job. The last person you slept with had a spirit of hard luck. Hard. So you picked it up without knowing. That's what that man was saying. The young man, somebody stood up here and said, he said, I know the consequences on my soul. Okay, so let's begin to zero it off on this note. We need to pray. Before we pray, I want you to lift one hand and say, Father, today I need you to help me.
Thank you for giving us your time. Worship with us every Sunday at any of our three services, 7 a.m., 8 a.m. or 9:45 a.m. respectively. At Firm Foundation, number 5, Oregbeni Crescent of Idayan Road, Ihama Road, GRA, Benin City. For further inquiries, please write info@femfoundationng.org or www.femfoundationng.org. Thank you and God bless you.